Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Dr. Bhakti was right. I remember giving you stuff from Dr. Bhakti at the very beginning of all of this COVID-19 vaccine crap, and he expressed what he worried because of his expertise in immune systems and how the body works. The things he worried about, one of those was that your own antibodies would attack, because he knew, they were saying, well, your cells are going to develop a spike protein. Here's your cell spike protein. But what that will do is tell your immune system to eventually attack those spike proteins. And now there is evidence of organs from dead vaccinated persons, which proves the autoimmune attack is happening to them. And here's what's even more interesting. These are people who were never listed as people who died from COVID vaccines. So their deaths were listed something as normal. But family members wanted to make sure. And I believe I'm going to play you Dr. Bhakti and what he had to say. Originally, they were trying to say, oh, no, we're not seeing anything. But someone else took a better look and found out, oh, no, there's signs that the lymphocytes, the killer lymphocytes, were attacking their own cells, especially in the heart. We keep hearing all these people have these heart problems. Folks, I want you to remember, I've always told you it's the long-term effects of the vaccine that I'm worried about, and there will be plenty of adverse effects that people do not connect with the vaccine, and they'll say, oh, it's just coincidence. How many people do you know? I guarantee you know people that you know the vaccine has affected them, or they've had a relative, or you know somebody that's died, and you know it's the vaccine, but they never officially connected to the vaccine. And even the people who are closest to those people will try to deny it. Oh, no, that's just coincidence. It's always just coincidence. These things are not coincidence. This is real science. This is the stuff that they are trying to stop doctors. This is why they do intimidation and say they'll lose their licenses for what the CDC or Dr. Fauci says is misinformation. Anything that makes Dr. Fauci look like an evil liar, he'll say is misinformation, and they'll go after the doctor's licenses. And the doctors are all obeying, not all of them. It's funny, the ones that are speaking out have put everything on the line. They're making no money, and they put their entire reputation, their careers, they've lost their careers, some of them, on the line to warn you, because ethically they can't stand it. They can't take it. And Dr. Bhakti is one of them. He can't stand it because he knows he's right. He knows he's one of the most experts in this area. And everything he predicted so far has come true. And now he has the evidence to back it up, and he is frustrated. I can tell he's super frustrated because people don't believe it. They refuse to believe the truth. They'd rather believe lies. They'd rather believe, no, everything's just fine. No, this something this evil couldn't really be happening. Oh, it really is happening. And if you don't believe it, it's your own. I was going to say, but I don't want to say it because it, I was going to say it's your own funeral. But I don't want people to think that I think that every single person who gets the vaccine is going to die. I don't think that. But I think you are damaging yourself. And I think what really happens is it lowers, scientifically, it lowers your immune system. And this is why so many people are dying of different things, actually, because just suddenly, because your body holds off a whole bunch of things that normally might kill you. If you damage your immune system, guess what happens? Those things will pop up, and that could take months and years, and they will never say it's the vaccine. They will try to say, oh, no, they died of whatever it is that pops up, but it only popped up because they've destroyed your immune system. How have they destroyed your immune system? The autoimmune attack, or what we would say is the antibody enhanced attack of your system. Antibody enhancement, or what is it called? Antibody immune enhancement. Maybe that's what it's officially called. They know this in the animal studies. I've been telling you, they've known this would happen in the animal studies. So I always said, I'm warning you, that eventually they might see it in humans. We don't know for sure. Now, apparently, we know for sure. It is happening. It is actually happening. There's scientific evidence. It's happening, folks. The worst case scenario that I've been warning you about is happening. It's not a good Christmas present to let you know this. Here's Dr. Bhakti.
I want to say, first of all, that we must not quibble about details. The facts are on the table, and the facts have been presented by Arne Burkhardt a week ago, and the facts are damning. All gene-based vaccines, independent of manufacturers, produce the same result in the vaccinees. He has looked at 15. In the last 4 days, the number has been increased to 70 individuals who died after vaccination without any connection to vaccination being established by the authorities. So these were people who died at home, at work, in the car, doing their sports, etc., etc., etc.
Let me emphasize that point. These are people that they were looking at that are not supposed to have died because of the vaccine. But family members were suspicious of this. And because it was delayed, obviously it didn't happen right after they got the vaccine. That's not what happened. It was way delayed. A way delayed death. That's what we're talking about here. But science is science. You can look at the organs. You just needed family members to want someone to look at the organs to figure this stuff out, to see if what we've been warning could be happening and may happen in the future is now starting to happen. And remember, folks, they haven't even released another virus from a bioweapons lab to really get at people whose immune systems have been damaged. They haven't even done that yet. This is just the tremors of something awful happening when something much bigger is coming. I'm telling you, I haven't been wrong yet. And the more we move forward, the more it confirms what I have been worried about. And the more it confirms what Dr. Bhakti has been saying, because I'm listening to the people who give me real science and real truth and stuff that makes easy, simple understanding, easy to understand truth. And they give me that truth. And when I hear truth, I know I'm hearing truth. When I hear lying Dr. Fauci, I know he's a flat out liar. They base nothing in science. We've been telling you the vaccines wouldn't even work or do anything for you. I told you that before hardly anyone ever would say that. Then they come out and admit, oh yeah, you can still get sick. They used to say we were lying about that. How come I knew that? Because I knew the science. They weren't following the science. They're all political. They want you to obey. They don't care about you. And here's the other thing that I always remind myself, and I try to remind you guys. Remember who you're dealing with. People who are okay with murdering babies in the womb and have been their whole life, who don't believe in God, who believe in evolution and believe human beings are no different than animals. So experimenting on human beings with experimental vaccines is no different than taking a rat and experimenting on them. That's how they mentally view you. You have to know that. They are not Christians looking at you that you're a God-created being, created in God's image. They don't look at you at that. You're animal, you're cattle. They can experiment on you. When you know that, then you know they're capable of doing this. That's who they are. Stop thinking how you are, because you would never do this kind of evil. You have to understand, just because you would never do it doesn't mean there isn't evil out in the world that will. And you know that's true. More Dr. Bhakti.
This is very, very important. They were, postmortems were performed because the relatives insisted on this. And nothing was found. So the organs appeared normal. However, when Arne Burkhardt, professor of pathology, one of the most experienced professors in Germany, who is now pensioned, by the way, like me, proceeded to look at these organs over the last 6 months. He has spent day after day looking at these organs. He discovered something that was so absolutely damning and absolutely, you know, there's no question now anymore about what is going on. And the answer is in the organs of these people. In 90%, he found clear evidence for autoimmune self-attack by killer lymphocytes on the tissues. The main ones being the heart, the lung, and after that, other tissues such as liver, etc., etc., etc.
Let me explain to you, Dr. Bhakti, I've used before, where he explains these lymphocytes, the killer lymphocytes that are supposed to help your body, they're finding that it was attacking these people's organs. Why? We know why. Because these blood cells were producing spike proteins. And so it was attacking the heart and other, and the lungs and other places of the body. And that's what is being shown, that the lymphocytes, your own immune system, will be turned against you. That's what this is proving. And it could already have happened to you or is happening to you already. But it doesn't mean you just drop dead right now. It doesn't mean that it might not stop, because I don't know, once it gets rid of all the blood cells that have the spike protein, obviously there wouldn't be anything left to attack, and maybe your body recovers, but you'll have the scarring of the heart, which will give you problems for the rest of your life. But if you keep getting boosters, you keep putting more and more spike proteins, and more of your cells have it, obviously, then it's going to increase how much your immune system attacks those blood cells, trying to wipe it out, increasing your chances of dying. Do you get it? Do you understand? The more you have it, like, you could survive some of it, and your immune system might wipe out all those spike proteins to where there's none in you. Maybe. I don't even know. They don't know. Nobody knows. We haven't lived long enough to know for sure. What we do know is, in the animal studies, the animals eventually died. Don't keep getting more and more spike proteins in you. You're getting gene therapy. You're not getting a vaccine. You are injecting spike proteins, basically. That's the way you can look at it. I'm injecting a gene therapy that's going to create spike proteins in my blood cells. That's what you're doing when you get these boosters. And you keep doing it, your body isn't going to thank you for it. That's what we know. More.
And this has been now posted on the website of the Doctors for COVID Ethics, and is going viral around the world, because these data are so damning that you don't have to start looking for other data to know that these vaccines are killing the young and the old. Are killing the young and the old. And they are killing our children. And so I don't know what we're talking about. Look at these pictures. Look at these bullets that are being shot into the people who are being vaccinated, the children who are, you know, we made this video and said, we're going to say, all right, children, stand up against the wall. This is a water pistol, and you're going to be shot with this water pistol, and it's not going to hurt. The water may get into your eyes. They may burn, Kati. The eyes may burn, but nothing will happen. And you will be protected, and you will protect your parents and grandparents. All this bullshit. So the children are set up against the wall, and they shoot. These damn people are shooting, and they're killing our children. I can't stand it. We have a 4-year-old son, and we're going to flee this damn country because we are not going to let himself be shot. Now,
you think Dr. Bhakti doesn't believe what he's saying? He's saying he's going to leave the country he's in. If you don't know, he lives in Germany. He's a world-renowned doctor, folks. He has trained others in how all of the immune system works, and he's world renowned. Some of the top doctors are usually the ones, the top, who've already made their money, who've already had massive careers, okay? they're the ones that are more willing to come out and say something. The younger doctors or the people who are in the middle of their career are too scared to death to tell you this kind of stuff. And they know that either their hospital's receiving government funding or somebody is, or at the universities, the professors are receiving some sort of government funding, and all that can be cut off, or they'll be fired either way, or they can lose their license. They are under constant threat because that's the only way they can keep pushing this. They have to keep the people that you would believe from talking. Yet there still are people talking, and a lot of people refuse to believe it. Well, I'm not going to believe Dr. Bhakti. But you'll believe Fauci, who doesn't know jack squat compared to Bhakti. That's not an exaggeration. Dr. Bhakti knows so much more about the immune system than Dr. Fauci. It's laughable. Fauci doesn't even practice medicine. You know what Fauci does? You know what he's done his whole career? He's helped develop vaccines. He tries to develop vaccines for these pharmaceutical companies. He's always been trying to develop a flu vaccine. That's what he was doing early on. Some sort of vaccine for AIDS, some sort of, that's all Fauci does. He's been caught experimenting and killing children in New York in studies, in medicine studies. And they don't even care. Nobody says anything. No one does anything because Fauci controls the funding. He's pure evil, Dr. Fauci. He is an evil man. And here's the proof. He lies about everything. If he's a good man, he wouldn't lie about everything. If he's a good man, why did he fund the development of COVID-19 as a bioweapon in Wuhan? That's what good men do. They do gain of function research to wipe out human beings. That's what good men do. Yeah? Well, that's Fauci. It's frustrating. I'm frustrated like Dr. Bhakti because I know that the majority of people who watch this video won't believe it. They won't believe it. And I know Dr. Bhakti is frustrated like me. We know what we're talking about. I'm telling the truth. It is your funeral if you don't listen.
It is now known that autoimmune attack reactions leading to self-destruction are being triggered by these vaccines. Now, what Anna Burkhardt found was that in 90% of the deceased age 28 to 90, women and men, 1-to-1, who were never thought to have been killed because of these vaccines, he found the same pathological findings in all of them. And this proves that the vaccine had killed them. Now, if the vaccine had killed 90% of these people by causing self-destruction of the heart via autoimmune reactions, which were, we can't prove this, but the only common denominator was the vaccination with this damn gene-based vaccine that caused the production of this damn spike in the tissues. There is no other reason for them to have died. There is no other reason. Now, listen very carefully, all of you. 4 of these 15 were only vaccinated once and they died. And what Anna Burkhardt found, and I tell you, Anna Burkhardt is one of the most experienced pathologists in Europe. And when he says this is so, it is so. And he has pictures that are now documented and can never be destroyed. They are there for everyone in the world to see and view. When he says that killer lymphocytes have invaded the hearts and the lungs and sometimes other organs of these people, the question arises, why the hell do killer lymphocytes invade the organs? And the only answer is that these organs are producing the targets that are seen by these killer lymphocytes. And that target is the viral protein.
That's right. You're producing spike proteins, and eventually your killer lymphocytes are going to want to, because it's supposed to do this, get rid of them. But it's your own blood cells producing them because you got gene therapy and not a vaccine. And we warned you that this was going to happen, and it won't be instant. And the more you get vaccinated, the more you get a boost, the more you're putting these spike proteins in, the more your immune system is going to turn against itself. And here's the thing. He goes into how the lymphocytes get killed by the killer lymphocytes. So your immune system's system to help your immune system be strong, it's going to damage your own immune system, not just your blood cells. So killer lymphocytes killing other lymphocytes will reduce your immune system. Then what happens? Then things like, and he's talking about, he has, his body would fight off tuberculosis. But if it were to happen to him, Dr. Bhakti, you'd say tuberculosis would break out in him, which would take time because it's bacteria and it grows really slow bacteria, but very, very deadly, very hard to treat. And so he is going to make a prediction here, because he knows people's immune systems are being damaged. It isn't just killing blood cells in the heart. It's actually reducing your immune system, which explains why so many adverse effects are happening to people months later, and everyone thinks it's coincidence. If you know somebody that died of a heart attack or had a blood clot, or, you know, what they'll say is a stroke, or they just, something went to their brain and they went out, it is... Look, this stuff happens. That's why it's so hard. This is why they can get away with this. That has happened throughout all human history, but we are seeing a massive amount of this happening. This is, and if they're vaccinated, the vaccine sped all that up and is making that happen. I'm telling you. Let me give you Dr. Bhakti's warning and his new prediction. He predicted this autoimmune attack. He said, from the animal studies, that's what he thinks is going to happen, and now it's happening. So now he's going to give you a new prediction. If he was right on that, you should listen to this.
Now, I predict, we have predicted this, that because of this damn vaccination, there's going to be an upsurge of tuberculosis worldwide, especially in those countries where the tuberculosis bacterium has been lying dormant in the bodies of these people, and that is India, Africa, all of Asia. Not, unfortunately, among the politicians of Europe who have been vaccinated, because they then would see what it takes to die of tuberculosis. Now, you know,
I'm going to have to end it there. He goes into other things. It's not just going to be that. Because this is lowering the immune system, we're creating a potential where a pandemic, a real pandemic, maybe of something in the past, but a true pandemic that is really killer, could sweep through huge chunks of the population, and they can blame it on whatever that pandemic, and say, why are we seeing this old, I'll just say, the swine flu reappears, okay? The swine flu comes through and wipes it out, and they'll say it's the swine flu, but everyone will be dying because their immune system has been destroyed because of the vaccines. But it doesn't have to be the swine flu. It could be almost anything. This type of thing is being set up, and that's why I said it seems like they're on a timeline. You watch till sometime after the Olympics is over. China is trying to get through that. Then China may decide, now we will start doing what we have planned to do. All China has to do is release something in their bioweapons lab, a second thing, and because of this autoimmune attack, because your immune systems have all been weakened, you're going to have a hard time surviving. Some people will, some people won't. And the people who are unvaccinated, this is what the left in America really knows, is why they're freaking out, because they don't want you to know this. The unvaccinated are not having problems. They're lying to you. It is the vaccinated who are having problems, and it's going to get worse. Don't believe me. I don't care. I tell the truth, whether people believe me or not. And I know the vast majority won't believe me. I know that. It's easier to believe the lies. This isn't a conspiracy theory, by the way. This is science. This is following the science. This is what the animal study said the mRNA vaccines would do. This is what the animal studies did. And now it's happening. And it's not even really begun. Folks, I'm telling you, this hasn't even truly happened yet. This is the beginnings. This is the birthing pains of it. You know, in 5 years, because I don't know how long they're going to wait, but in 5 years, if I'm wrong, I'll have to apologize to all of you. But I think within 5 years, probably quicker, I don't know. I'm thinking that China might do something after the Olympics. Right at the end of the Olympics, they could start releasing something. They might do it in 2022, for all I know. I don't know when. But if 5 years go by and death rates haven't skyrocketed and we're not seeing any more signs of any of this stuff, I will apologize and say I was totally wrong. I don't think that's ever going to happen, folks. I don't think I'm ever going to have to apologize. And by the time everyone says that Ben Armstrong warned me and he was right, no one's going to care at that time. That's the sad truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!